More than $50 million to be spent to undertake rehabilitation work on the world-renowned Milk River Hotel and Spa in Clarendon. We hear more about these plans on this week's edition of Tourism Roundup. I'm Athalia Reynolds-Baker. Stay with us. It isn't too late to plan your next weekend getaway, and the parish of Clarendon has much to offer. Though often overlooked because it doesn't capture the image that comes to mind when we think about vacation, Clarendon is an ideal heritage tourism destination. The parish is home to some of the island's most treasured historical landmarks and is perfect for residents and visitors who are interested in learning more about Jamaica's heritage. Nestled between the banks of Milk River and Carpenter's Mountain on the southwestern tip of Clarendon is the area that has perhaps received the most recognition, the Milk River Hotel and Spa. Many make the trek to the spa because the springs are said to possess healing powers. The hotel's welcoming facilities also provide a perfect spot for a mini vacation. The appeal of the attraction is to be significantly boosted with the recent signing of a $50 million agreement for rehabilitation of the hotel's West Wing. The project, financed by the Tourism Enhancement Fund, is expected to be completed by December.
This expenditure of just over $50 million to renovate the West Wing will include the demolition and alterations, the upgrading of the electrical systems, the ceiling and floor finishes, painting and decoration, plumbing installation, mechanical installation, and the replacement of leaking and damaged roof sheeting and frame.
Tourism and Entertainment Minister Dr. Wickham McNeill. The rehabilitation works will be carried out by C&D Construction and Engineering Company Limited. Minister of Local Government and Community Development and Member of Parliament for South West Clarendon, Noel R. Scott, says the development of the Milk River Hotel and Spa will encourage further tourist interests in the facility.
We have our local sustainable development plans both for Clarendon and Manchester, which has Milk River as the nucleus. In fact, we see it as a catalyst for South Coast tourism. And so indeed, I'm grateful as Member of Parliament that the project is going underway. It will create some employment, and certainly we'll see this as one of the pillars of economic movement on the South Coast and eventually for Jamaica.
The Milk River Hotel and Spa is a national monument owned by the Government of Jamaica and operated by the Ministry of Tourism and Entertainment. Visitors have the privilege of enjoying the healing springs in comfort in one of 9 mosaic-tiled private baths, with waters being channeled directly from the geothermal spring set within Carpenter's Mountain. The therapeutic water is extremely saline and flows at a rate of 240 gallons per minute at an average temperature of 91 to 92 degrees Fahrenheit throughout the year. The healing properties of the mineral water come from the high levels of magnesium, calcium, sulfate, and natural chloride, and are recommended for persons with ailments such as liver disorders, nerve complaints, rheumatism, arthritis, and skin conditions such as eczema. And now for our No Jamaica feature. To a place called Jamaica. Today, we share a little knowledge on the history behind the discovery of the Milk River Mineral Spring. It is said that a slave who was owned by Jonathan Ludford escaped after being brutally whipped. While on his path to freedom, he discovered the spring, which after a short dip seemed to have healed his wounds. He returned to the property days later completely healed and tried to encourage others to run away with him to the magical waters. That's it for this week's program. Join us again next week when we look at other developments in the tourism sector. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Athalia Reynolds-Baker. Like the words we teach our children
out of many countries. This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.